WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My Name is Joe is a new film by British director Ken Loach. The movie stars Peter Mullen, who won the Best Actor Prize at Cannes last year. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
These days, our movies and TV are made by people who live and work in the more affluent bastions of L.A. and New York. Not surprisingly, they don't feel comfortable telling the stories of ordinary working people. That's why our TV programs are crawling with lawyers, emergency room doctors, and wisecracking yuppies who belong to the media. And that's why You Got Mail took a classic movie about two shop clerks and turned them into a bookstore owner and a mogul. For the creators of our mass culture, anyone who isn't a success has got to be a cop. As for everyone else, who cares? The British director Ken Loach does. For more than three decades, this 62-year-old electrician's son has been telling stories of working-class life. This wasn't exactly a cynical career move, and Loach has had to battle just to get his films made. But over the last 10 years, this great champion of the left has hit a commercial and artistic stride with movies like Riff Raff and Raining Stones, which capture essential truths about working people while giving us stories the larger public can care about. Of all his movies, My Name is Joe is probably the most accessible to American audiences. It stars Peter Mullen as Joe Kavanaugh. He's a recovering alcoholic, hence the title, who's been on the wagon for 10 months. Like so many men in Glasgow, he's unemployed. And he spends his time doing odd jobs and trying to hold his life together. One day he meets Sarah Downey, that's Louise Goodall, a middle-class woman who works in a community health center. Sarah turns out to have a distinctively non-bureaucratic sense of fun, and the two begin a romance. But their future darkens when Joe's dim friend Liam gets in debt to a local gangster in order to buy drugs for his junkie girlfriend. Joe is torn between helping Liam, whose problems could destroy him, and pursuing a sensible course with Sarah, whose love could save him. But he's aware that their relationship moves between moments of closeness and retreat, as when he surprises Sarah with a gift.
What's this?
The ring.
Why have you done this? What have you bought this for?
Because I love you.
How can you say that?
I can say it because I mean it.
Joe, we've only known each other for 4 or 5 weeks. If you knew me, you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't be saying this.
What do you mean?
I can't take that.
What?
I don't want it.
I'm not taking it, but no, it's for you. I got it for you.
I don't want it. Take it. I just can't handle this.
What have I done wrong? Sarah!
If you had a bit of trouble following that, don't worry. It wasn't you. Much of the dialect is as thick as a mouthful of haggis, which is why the American print of the film thoughtfully provides subtitles. The movie's opening 45 minutes do a memorable job of capturing the texture of Joe's world. Loach shows us the good-natured bantering that Joe's mates bring to tasks like wallpapering. He shows the class differences that make Joe and the middle-class Sarah such an unlikely couple. And he shows how hopeless unemployment has led men like Liam to plunge into the abyss. I can think of no American director who could capture so easily or so observantly the way that working people actually behave. But as with many of Loach's films, the first half is stronger than the second. He tends to set up interesting situations, then descend into political lecturing, as in the recent Nicaragua film Carlos Song, or to turn complicated material into overly neat stories. My Name is Joe gradually starts resembling an old 30s movie from Warner Brothers, which was known as the Working Man's Studio. As Joe gets mixed up with crooks, the movie turns into a well-worn plot about theft, revenge, and 12-step recovery. And naturally, Sarah gets pregnant. Still, most viewers won't mind the dwindling originality, because by then Loach has made us care so much for his characters. We find ourselves rooting that Liam won't be killed, that Joe will somehow stay sober, and that he and Sarah will have a future. What holds the movie together is Mullen's performance. Like so many Loach protagonists, Joe is an idealized embodiment of working-class nobility. Yet the movie fails if we think that he's larger than life. Mullen does a superb job of steering between the mythic and the prosaic. He makes us love Joe for his tenderness, good humor, and generosity, while letting us see that beneath all his brave decency, he's prey to darkness, anger, and a sense of defeat. At once honorable and desperate, Joe is something you won't be seeing in an American movie. An alcoholic, trouble-prone, out-of-work man, who's also a genuine hero.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.